6-2. I guess they really are scared of us, Sam.
Sam ended the career of Peck Hill. Sam jumped for the protection of the trough, and Matt beat it for the alley.
Mr. Wyoming, can you hold that pose, please?
The Wyoming kid spun around, both hands filled with 45s, and started firing at the reporter. Sam leveled his 44 and dusted the kid.
Oh! Oh, God! It hurts! Jesus Christ, I'm sorry! Oh, someone... Can someone please stop the pain? Oh, Jesus, God, I hurt! Mama!
The remaining three toughs had seen the error of the open street and hightailed it to cover. Then one of their shots went wild and shattered a window in the marshal's office. Tom grabbed up a Winchester, came out the back door, circled around, and came up the alley.
Masters, what are you doing here, you damn fool? Are you trying to get killed?
Just doing my job, Tom. This is great stuff. The folks back east will eat it up. Holy shit!
The newspaperman dived for cover.
Good, now stay there.
Tom crouched at the edge of the building, looking the situation over.
You flying BS riders, this is Tom Riley. Give us up right now.
Tom leveled his Winchester and gave as much as he received, working the lever as fast as he could, his fire pinning down the punk who called himself Utah Bates. Utah jumped through a window into the dressing room of Miss Charlotte's fashionable gown. Utah Bates came back out the same window he had entered, followed by an enraged Miss Charlotte with a shotgun. Several pellets caught Utah in the ass, and he scrambled under the building next to the dress shop.
Shit!
Seeing Utah surprised a dog hiding under there. He shot back out into the street, bleeding from the snoot and the butt. The dog followed. Les King and his buddy Willie quickly assessed their situation and found it not to their liking. They both hit the air and headed for the country. They could always steal a horse later. Matt and Sam and the marshal stepped out into the street, reloading as they walked.